Good morning. And please rise for our gathering song, which is Earth and All Stars.
Earth and all stars, loud rushing planets, sing to the Lord a new song. Hail, wind and rain, loud blowing snowstorms, sing to the Lord a new song. God has done marvelous things. I too sing praises with a new song. Trumpet and pipes, loud clashing cymbals, sing to the Lord a new song. Harp, lute, and lyre, loud humming cello, sing to the Lord a new song. He has done marvelous things. I too sing praises with a new song. Engines and steel, loud pounding hammers, sing to the Lord a new song. Limestone and beams, loud building workers, sing to the Lord a new song. God has done marvelous things. I too sing praises with a new song. Classrooms and labs, loud boiling test tubes, sing to the Lord a new song. Athlete and band, loud cheering people, sing to the Lord a new song. God has done marvelous things. I too sing praises with a new song. Knowledge and truth, loud sounding wisdom, sing to the Lord a new song. Daughter and son, loud praying members, sing to the Lord a new song. God has done marvelous things. I too sing praises with a new song.
Good morning. Welcome to Christ Lutheran, where as members we gather in worship, grow in God's word, and serve in Jesus' name. Pastor Elizabeth is in Kentucky this morning. I think that she went to her son's play. And so Aaron and Tammy and I are in charge. There is no communion this Sunday, but there will be next week. So for people who were expecting that, now you know when it is. And I believe that concludes the welcome. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Yeah.
O God, overflowing, this is different. O God, you resist those who are proud and give grace to those who are humble. Give us the humility of your Son, that we may embody the generosity of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading today is from Jeremiah chapter 4, 11 through 12, and 22 through 28. In the words of Jeremiah, "At that time it will be said to this people and to Jerusalem, 'A hot wind from me out of the bare heights in the desert toward my poor people, not to winnow or cleanse, a wind too strong for that. Now it is I who speak in judgment against them. For my people are foolish. They do not know me. They are stupid children. They have no understanding. They are skilled in doing evil, but do not know how to do good. I looked on the earth, and lo, it was waste and void, and to the heavens, and they had no light. I looked on the mountains, and lo, they were quaking, and all the hills moved to and fro. I looked, and lo, there was no one at all, and all the birds of the air had fled. I looked, and lo, the fruitful land was a desert, and all its cities were laid in ruins before the Lord, before his fierce anger. For thus says the Lord, the whole land shall be a desolation, yet I will not make a full end. Because of this the earth shall mourn, and the heavens above grow black, for I have spoken. I have purposed, I have not relented, nor will I turn back.'" The psalm is Psalm 14. Please read responsively. "Fools say in their hearts, 'There is no God.' They are corrupt. They do abominable deeds. There is no one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on humankind to see if there are any who are wise, who seek after God. They have all gone astray. They are all alike perverse. There is no one who does good. No, not one. Have they no knowledge of all the evildoers? Be that my people, and do not call upon the Lord. There they shall be in great terror, for God is with the company of the righteous. You would confound the plans of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge. Oh, that deliverance for Israel would come from Zion. When the Lord restores the fortunes of his people, Jacob will rejoice, Israel will be glad." The second reading is from Timothy, Paul's first letter to Timothy, 1, verses 12 through 17. "I am grateful to Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has strengthened me because he judged me faithful and appointed me to his service, even though I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a man of violence. But I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But for that very reason I received mercy, so that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display the utmost patience, making me an example to those who would come to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." Here ends the readings. Thanks be to God.
have a rather long reading from Exodus and a sermon that was recorded for the Synods of Southwestern Minnesota by Synod Minister Stephen Cook. And the topic, or theme, or whatever you want to call it, is "By God's Grace, Together We Have What We Need."
A reading from Exodus, the 16th chapter. Then the whole community of Israel set out for Elim and journeyed into the wilderness of Sin. Along the way, the whole people complained about Moses and Aaron. "If only the Lord had killed us back in Egypt," they moaned. "There we sat around pots filled with meat and ate all the bread we wanted. But now you have brought us into this wilderness to starve us to death." The Lord said to Moses, "Look, I'm going to rain down food from heaven for you. Each day the people can go out and pick up as much food as they need for that day. I will test them in this to see whether or not they will follow my instructions. On the sixth day they will gather food, and when they prepare it, there will be twice as much as usual. Then all will know that I am the Lord your God." That evening, vast numbers of quail flew in and covered the camp. And the next morning, the area around the camp was wet with dew. When the dew evaporated, a flaky white substance, as fine as frost, blanketed the ground. The Israelites were puzzled when they saw it. "What is it?" they asked each other, and they had no idea what it was. And the Lord said to them, "It is the food that the Lord has given you to eat. These are the Lord's instructions. Each household should gather as much as it needs. Pick up 2 quarts for each person in your tent." So the people of Israel did as they were told. Some gathered a lot, some only a little. But when they measured out, everyone had just enough. Those who gathered a lot had nothing left over, and those who gathered only a little had enough. Each family had just what it needed. Then Moses told them, "Do not keep any of it until tomorrow." But some of them didn't listen and kept some of it until morning. But by then it was full of maggots and had a terrible smell. And Moses was very angry with them. The word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. It's really very strange. One of the strangest things. And I'm sure this has never happened in your congregation. But it does happen. Sometimes in the community of faith, and like I said, it's hard to imagine, people grumble about their leaders. It seems to go back a long way, at least as far back as the Exodus. They had been set free from generations of slavery, led through the Red Sea on dry land, seen their oppressors thrown back in the waves. Miriam and the other women led them in a song of praise, and then they set out on their journey to the home that God had promised. They had been on that way not that long, perhaps 30 days, give or take, and it starts. Grumble, grumble. "We're hungry. We're thirsty. We're tired. We were better off in Egypt." It would be funny if it wasn't so sad and dangerous, really. And this is only the first time. God feeds them with quail at night and every morning manna, and soon they are back to grumbling. "We're tired of such monotonous food. Back in Egypt, we had onions and leeks. We were better off in Egypt." Are you kidding me? Leeks? Leeks? "You were slaves," I want to scream at them. it would be funny if it wasn't so deadly. They're not grumbling about Moses and Aaron. They're grumbling about God. Sometimes God talks Moses down off the ledge, like in this story. Sometimes Moses talks God out of rejecting the children of Israel and choosing some other people, maybe the Norwegians. But in the end, no matter what, God provides for them every single time. And every time, God reiterates the manna rule. There is enough for everybody if everyone takes only what that they need for that day. There is more than enough. And if you try to hoard it, it will rot and make you sick. Everything Scripture teaches about ethics and morality, about life together in society and community, all of it is simply an elaboration on this story. And of course, the grumbling is only a symptom of a deeper problem. They have been set free, but are still thinking like they did when they were slaves. They are still captive to their grumbling hearts and minds. And so are we, truth be told. We are captives who cannot free ourselves. The essence of this captivity is simple: to not take responsibility for one's own self, to be turned in on one's own self, and to trust our life and well-being to something other than God. And this is a test. God says it. There is enough for everyone if each takes only what they need for the day. That's going to be the basis of life, of their vocation in their new land. Because God has set them free for a purpose: to come out of their own life, their old life, and to worship God. And to remember what they had forgotten, that God always, always keeps God's promises. They need to learn in this wilderness school to be the free people that God needs, to be a witness community, to live in their new land with such righteousness and justice, living together and freely sharing what God gives, living in such a way that all other people in other places would hear about it, be attracted to it, and come to learn about it. And then God says, you could introduce them to me so I can make promises to them too. What God wants from them, what God wants from us, is the freedom of being the true self God needs. That was what the wilderness years were all about. These years were a school where these former slaves could learn to stand up straight, confident in the promises of God. God's people are called into a community of faith, called a congregation, if you like our congregations, where we learn to live together, to live as God's free people here and now, to live together in a community with people we would not really have anything more in common with, to sit on the right or on the left hand of someone with whom I disagree, and then to be told to turn to the right or to the left and to wish them the peace of the Lord. God builds this community through means of grace, word and sacrament, prayer and service. Now, I want to be clear about what I'm not talking about here. Sometimes there needs to be hard conversations. Sometimes there needs to be a calling to account for problems, and especially for misbehavior of the powerful against the weak. These conversations are not the kind of grumbling this story calls out. Grumbling is talking about someone, of operating with the assumption that there is someone else who can make us feel better. can do better. That grumbling solves nothing. That is the mentality of captives. The God who makes and keeps promises called us to simply trust these promises and to know that God has our back. Our Synod's mission and vision statement concludes this way. In Christ, together, we have what we need. In Christ, together, we have what we need. And it's that together part that I think we miss and the children of Israel missed. But in our culture, we tend to think of possessions and wealth and time and as a personal possession, but Christ as the fulfillment of all of God's promises always calls us into community. It is together in each other that we have what we need. And so we experience that whenever we gather all across the church, there is bread, the bread of life, Jesus himself, who shows up to set us free, just as God had promised. It's enough and more than enough. Enough to feast on and to share. Enough to give our lives meaning and purpose. Fed by Christ himself, we are set free to feed our community and our world. And let the church say amen.
Please stand for our hymn of the day, Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise. Life thou givest to both great and small. In all life thou livest the true life of all. We blossom and flourish like leaves on the tree, and wither and perish, but not changeth thee. Thou reignest in glory, thou dwellest in light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling their sight. All land we would render, O hell must who see, 'tis only the splendor of light hideth thee.
Please join me in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again, ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
You may be seated. As scattered grains of wheat are gathered together into one bread, so let us gather our prayers for the church, those in need, and all of God's good creation.
God of presence and peace, strengthen your church around the globe to proclaim the message of your love coming to the world. Open our hearts to recognize your face in all people and in all of creation. God of grace, hear our prayer. For our enemies, for those who serve in our armed forces of our nation, especially Maddie, Bryce, Ryan B., Cassandra, Darren, Kiana, Eli, Ryan S., and Jacob, God of grace, hear our prayer. For our enemies, for those who serve in our armed forces of our nation, give a heart of discernment and integrity to all leaders, including Joe, our president, Tim, our governor, and Tom, Norman, Ryan, Mandy, Neil, and Bruce, our mayors, for peace and justice in all nations, and including the communities of Biscay, Brownton, Glencoe, New Auburn, Plato, and Silver Lake. God of grace, hear our prayer. Remembering all those affected by natural disasters, God of grace, hear our prayer. God of comfort and care, be present with those on our prayer list and those celebrating a birthday or anniversary. God of grace, hear our prayer. Remembering all those on hospice care, especially Deb and Marlis, God of grace, hear our prayer. Remembering all victims and all perpetrators of gun violence, deliver us from all violence. God of grace, hear our prayer. We pray for wisdom, peace, and justice to prevail in the Ukraine. God of grace, hear our prayer. For your mission for Christ Lutheran Church, for the person who will be called to be the next pastor, and for the call committee, for the many ministries planted here, including God's Word, Our Hands, Sunday, God of grace, hear our prayer. For those who have died, may they rest in peace and rise in glory. God of grace, hear our prayer.
Gathered together in the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, gracious God, we offer these and all our prayers to you through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
May I share the sign of peace?
Please be seated while the ushers receive your offering.
Forever and ever. salvation belongs to our God and to Christ the Lamb forever and ever. For you alone are the Holy One, and blessed is the one whose name is the Word of God. Oh, praise and thanks to you, Holy God. Salvation belongs to our God and to Christ the Lamb forever and ever.
God of abundance, you have set before us a plentiful harvest. As we feast on your goodness, strengthen us to labor in your field and equip us to bear fruit for the good of all. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
I have one announcement before the benediction, and that is that Sunday school will begin next Sunday. During service, we'll honor recognize the three-year-olds, the third graders, and the seventh graders as they begin the next part of their building of their faith. So if you're able to be at that service, and then we're going to kick off Sunday school. And then I think, Fran, did you have an announcement? Okay, and if you have more questions, they can ask Fran after service. Okay. Or Elrina. Okay. All right. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Please join us in the sending song, This Little Light of Mine. Go in peace, share the good news.
Thanks be to God.